This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical. You can have it your way.
It should be Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. I'm Rob Morris, guest host. I have the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. With me is Bob Main.
And I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World Podcast. Our guest this hour is Lloyd Bailey, the Armed Lutheran. It's a podcast I listen to. I enjoy just about every week. Lloyd, welcome to Lock and Load.
Well, thank you. Hey, guys. I'm honored that you guys invited me to be on.
Well, You're going to talk about a subject that doesn't get a lot of airplay other than on podcasts like yours. And, you know, first let's talk about, you are a handgun competitor. I know you compete in IDPA, mm-hmm. And so do several of your hosts and everything. But why did you choose to start a podcast about faith and guns and freedom?
I started out blogging back in 2012 because I was, you know, I'd owned a gun for a number of years, and I was one of those guys who bought a gun and didn't really go out and get trained and just sort of put it in the closet and took it to the range a time or two a year and assumed that I was prepared to defend myself and my family. And I started getting more serious about it, I guess, about 2009, 2010. And about the same time I was, I had left the Methodist Church and converted, if you will, to Orthodox Lutheranism and started thinking more about the ethical issues surrounding, well, should I have this thing? Should I have this gun in my home? Is it ethical for me to, potentially take somebody's life to defend myself? And so I started doing research, and of course, if you research anything on the internet, you're going to find lots and lots of bad information and lots of
Yes.
It's a little like getting into the Glock and 1911 debates. You're going to get lots and lots of confusing stuff, and you'll come out the other end not really knowing what's right. And so I started doing a lot more reading, and I thought, hey, this would be kind of cool to share some of this stuff that I'm learning. So I started blogging. I liked some of the other blogs I was in North Carolina at the time, and there were several that I enjoyed, including, our friend Sean Sorrentino, who, used to write at an NC gun blog and more recently was the, host of, Gun Blog Variety Cast. And I started blogging, and then I'd always liked radio because I did radio in college. I interned at the local radio station at the college that I went to in Ohio. And when I got out of college, that was my first job, was, you know, small market AM station. And I never lost the love for it. I just couldn't make any money at it. So I started listening to podcasts. That was another thing that I was doing. When I was trying to learn everything that I could and actually become a better person as far as a gun owner, I started listening, you know, watching videos, listening to reading and listening to podcasts. And two I gravitated to instantly were Black Man with a Gun with Ken Blanchard and, of course, Handgun World. And I identified particularly with Bob's show because the everyday guy who he's not putting on these airs and pretending to be, you know, this super cool tactical ninja guy who, you know, goes out and he doesn't have the law enforcement experience or the military experience. He's sharing his experience from that sort of everyday guy perspective, and I could identify with that immediately.
And I'm still not a tactical ninja. Even after all these years of training, I haven't got the ninja status yet.
But wait, Lloyd and Bob, I have to ask you to back up.
Okay.
In the next 5 minutes, somehow get to this one because, okay, so you had this question, am I doing the morally right thing to own a gun? Mm-hmm. You, as you worked on that, you blogged about it, you thought, I'll podcast about it. Mm-hmm. But I want to back up from a psychological perspective. Every hour that you're at home working on a podcast, and everybody in this conversation knows that for every hour you go on the air, there's a lot more you spent, you know, hammering it into shape.
Mm-hmm.
But that's an hour that you're not practicing, you're not shooting, you're not hunting, you're not out with your buddies.
Mm-hmm.
It costs in terms of time. What
right.
possessed you to make that trade? You must have really thought that this issue about what you discovered was important.
It's very important because I think, and you can, it doesn't take you long to go on the internet to find out how little gun owners know or about gun ownership and about, and particularly when it comes to Christians, they're what's right and what's wrong when it comes to self-defense. There's one or two extremes. It's either verboten or it's commanded. And people seem to think one way or the other, or they have some mixed, confusing idea about it. And I wanted to actually delve into God's word and try to figure out what was right and not just listen to some of these voices on the internet and in articles that I was running across. And so, and I wasn't at the, when I first got started, I wasn't as heavy into competitive shooting as I am now. And I'm still not great. It's just a hobby for me. I'm never expecting that I'm going to get great at it, but the passion is exploring the ethical issues, and shooting competitively is fun.
Yeah. You know, Lloyd, a question that I want to ask you here, let's get right into this. Mm-hmm. These people who say you can't be a good Christian and own a gun, that just won't work. Okay. So talk to them.
That is probably maybe the most common refrain that we hear. One of the segments that we do on the show is called Clinging to God and Guns with one of my co-hosts, Pastor John Bennett. And we look at these articles and videos and that try to push gun control from a Christian perspective. And a lot of times what you'll hear people say is you can't be a good Christian if you own a gun. Because, you know, Christ was the Prince of Peace, and how can you own something, or be willing to kill somebody or own this thing that could possibly kill someone and be a Christian? And so they sort of insult people's faith by suggesting that you're not a good Christian if you are interested in self-defense. And that's a common misunderstanding that I think that's probably the most common insult and misunderstanding that we run across.
Yeah, and a lot of people say, you know, when Jesus disarmed Peter, as written in the Gospel of Matthew, that he disarmed us all. That's not true, is it?
No, that goes back to, I think, Tertullian, and probably back some of the church fathers, the early church fathers, trotted that out, and it's still parroted now by the ultra-pacifist Christians like I can't think of the group. There's one group that today, and I can't think of their name. For some reason, I'm having a mental block, and they repeat that one a lot. And the big problem with that is it's a complete misreading of that verse, Matthew 26:52, where Jesus tells Peter to put his sword back in its place. He didn't tell him to throw it away. He didn't take the sword away from him and say, "How dare you? What are you doing with this sword?" He said, "Put it back in its place." In other words, it has a place, and the place that Peter was using it and the way he was using it was wrong.
And I want to add to that, I think Jesus was saying the place is not to live by that sword. Mm-hmm. The place is to put that sword back in its place. Yeah, you're right. He didn't say, "Peter, why do you have a sword? I forbid that." He never said that. He never said that.
Nope. And he knew that after all, Jesus is God, so he knew that his disciples were carrying swords the whole time. In fact, that evening they had told him they had two of them. But even before that night when he said, "Go out and buy a sword, you know, sell your cloak and buy a sword," that from Luke 22, he knew before then that they were carrying swords. So the fact that they had a sword was not something that bothered him. It wasn't something that said that he addressed at any point in his ministry. When the centurion Cornelius came to him and said, "Hey, heal my servant," he didn't say, "Okay, I'll do that, but you got to stop soldiering and you got to put away your sword."
what bothered him was how people used the swords.
Exactly, exactly. And the other misreading in that Matthew 26 is the next line about taking the sword. All who take the sword will die by it, and that's talking about using the sword improperly.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system. Solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her. How much I care to thank my partner.
God, or guns are your idol. Mm-hmm. And I know all these collectors, and I go, well, yeah, that's some of us. That's not, that was a little too close to home, huh?
Yeah, but we're not bowing down to, and you know, we're not setting up an altar and praying and praying to our guns. Usually this is used by the anti-gun Christian left as an insult,
right,
to try and shame us into changing our positions. One thing you got to remember is, and what we discover in 99% of the articles and the sermons and the videos that we review on our show, 99% of them are coming from a political viewpoint first, and then they use scripture to support it. So the politics is really the religion.
Ah.
So when they start saying things like, because we won't agree with them on gun control, we must be worshiping or idolizing our guns, it's a way of shaming us into changing our minds or being quiet or rethinking our positions. It's really not scriptural. And most of the time,
it's sort of any insult would do, and this religious one is as good as any.
Right, because if you're trying to change, because what they tend to point out in these articles is how absurd they think it is that evangelical Christians, particularly conservative Christians in the South or the Southwest, will not be interested in gun control. That they can still consider themselves Christians and yet support the idea of armed self-defense. So so it's always about trying to insult us in a way, not politically, but to try and insult our faith.
Yeah, oh. Lloyd, I have something I wanted to ask you, because this next point that I'm looking at here, I've actually had a relative say this to me.
Mm-hmm.
We should allow that attacker to kill us because I'm saved, I'm going to heaven, he's not, so I should just allow him to kill me. I've actually had a relative say that to me. What do you think?
Yeah, we've run into that argument in a number of our episodes, and that strikes me funny. Because it first seems rather presumptuous to suggest that, well, I'm going to heaven. But there's also, and this is something I've recently been thinking about, if you are using a gun or any means to stop a criminal, part of that involves love for your neighbor, right? We're told we're supposed to love our neighbors. Mm-hmm. But that neighbor includes the guy who's attacking us. We had a segment on our show where we talked about the Christian view of home defense. And the ultimate goal of any self-defense situation is not to kill the guy who's coming to attack us. It's to stop him. If he dies in the process, that's unfortunate, but that's not the goal. That's not the purpose. Ultimately, what we would like to see is no shots get fired, nobody gets hurt, and everybody goes, you know, everybody's still got all the same number of holes when they started out.
Right. That's what we want.
Right. So and part of that, and not only as a, you know, as a Christian gun owner, not only am I responsible for taking care and defending my family, but I've started thinking of it this way. You're also hoping that you're stopping that attacker from committing a greater sin than kicking your door in.
Because
if you don't oppose him, he's going to go on and do something even worse. It seems to me cowardly to say that I would rather die than to stop someone from killing me and their, if I'm the last line of defense between that guy and my family, and allowing one, even if I'm the only person that gets killed, right? My family is then victimized because they have to grow up with that my kids have to grow up without me. My wife.
Right. I'm glad you just said that.
My companionship and my love and the financial support that I provide for the family. They are then victimized. It seems very selfish to me to say, you know what? I'm going on to heaven. You guys have a great day. My responsibility, Luther talked about as we are Christians, or as Christians, we are not to kill. We are not to harm our fellow man. We're supposed to love and take care of our or protect our neighbors. But we're not just Christians. We're Christians, what he called Christians in relation. So we have vocations that bring to us certain responsibilities to protect other people. So we have, as a father, I'm responsible for the protection of my children. As a husband, I'm responsible for the protection of my wife. So I can't simply say, I'm a Christian, I'm not going to defend myself. I have responsibilities that are God-given that I can't simply walk away from.
That's sort of an interesting point of view, and I'd never considered it before. It's the presumptuous pride of being saved. I'm squared away. You know,
right.
If I die, heck with all of you. You're on your own. Suck it up.
Right, and if the point is for all of us just to get to heaven, and we have no responsibility to protect and defend here on earth, then why don't we all just go to church and confess our sins and take the sacrament and then put a gun to our head and go on? Right?
I don't think that's what Scripture told us to do.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
Lloyd, I want to get your feedback on this. I kind of look at the whole gun rights movement as also part of the right to life. And a lot of people, you know, they talk about the abortion issue when they talk about the right to life. But what about the gun issue? This is our right to live. We have a right to preserve our life, don't we?
Yes.
We're pro-life.
Exactly.
We're pro-life.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. But I've seen that argument turned against us by anti-gun Christians who would say, how can you say you're pro-life and yet be pro-gun?
I have the answer to that. You go ahead.
Right. And the answer to that is simply that I don't have a gun because I want to kill somebody with it. I have a gun because I have a responsibility to protect people with it.
Right.
You got 20 seconds before the break. We got so much more to talk about.
Yeah, I can keep going on this all day.
Well, no, but two more segments would be good.
Okay, I can do that.
I'm Rob Morris. He's Bob Main. We're talking to Lloyd Bailey. Man, there's so much to talk about. Armed Lutheran Radio. So much to learn after the break.
We have music now.
Hey, I start to say. Is that Phil Collins?
I don't know.
No.
No.
Kind of sounded like it. What is that song that they used to play?
I'll think of it.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
It's a pro tip to shut up until we're clear.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising, rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation, high-tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm
telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
And Load Radio. I'm Rob Morse of the Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast.
And I'm Bob Main from Handgun World Podcast.
We have Lloyd Bailey with us, the Armed Lutheran. You know, we're trying to sort out guns in heaven and right and wrong. Hey, but before we... they're sort of the positive. We're talking about what the goofy things the other guys say, which is different than... Mm-hmm. The real virtue of being a gun owner. Mm-hmm. But there's one last little gotcha that I want you to straighten out for me. Mm-hmm. What about turn the other cheek? Doesn't that mean I'm supposed to let him beat me up?
that is probably the most, that and Matthew 26:52 are probably the two worst abused verses when it comes to gun rights and gun control.
So that's cheap theology, huh?
It's very cheap theology. Basically, the point that Jesus is trying to make there is that you're not supposed to retaliate when somebody offends you, when somebody insults you. Now, consider that at that time, being slapped in the face was a terrible insult. Remember in that verse, Jesus says, if someone slaps you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. Well, how do you get slapped on the right cheek? You get slapped with your left hand, which back then was your butt wiping hand. So that was a huge, huge insult. So Jesus's point was, don't allow your anger at being insulted drive you to retaliate against your neighbor. And that's often taken to the absurd extreme of insinuating that if somebody comes up and punches you and tries to physically harm you, that you should just stand and take it. And that's not at all what Jesus was trying to say.
That's a good explanation of that. I've heard other explanations, but yours is the best. That's good.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Lloyd, I have a question. You know, earlier you were talking about the duty to protect life.
Yep.
What does it mean to be a generous Christian who carries a sword? What does that mean?
Well, and let's first make clear that as Christians, we're not commanded it's not commanded or forbidden for us to carry a sword or to carry a weapon. It's left to the freedom of the Christian. So, but to be a generous Christian is to basically recognize that we exist in different vocations in life that are God-given, that we are both a member of the, we're both Christian and we are the head of the family or a member of a family. We are a Christian and we are a citizen and we have responsibilities, that we can't ignore. If we're going to carry a gun, it's similar to the idea of having a fire extinguisher, that your goal, your purpose is to protect and to save life. It doesn't mean you have to have one. It doesn't mean that we actually did review a sermon by a guy who was suggesting that, you know, Jesus told the disciples when they said, hey, look, we've got two swords, and he said, it's enough, that means that Jesus said, two is enough. One is not enough. Two is enough. You've got to have at least two swords. And he was trying to convince people of this. It's a matter of Christian freedom. It's not commanded or forbidden in Scripture. And if you're going to take a sword, if you're going to pick up a gun and carry it, or if you're going to buy one for self-defense or home defense, you go out and you train and you learn everything you can about how to operate and store and use that weapon safely. If you're doing that, you're doing a good work because you are preparing yourself to protect your neighbor. The fifth commandment tells us that we're supposed to, that you're not to murder. But there's a flip side to that. And in addition to all the thou shalt nots, there are a lot of thou shalls that are unspoken. And one of those is, in addition to not killing your neighbor, you should protect your neighbor. You should defend your neighbor if you see him in trouble. You should, so as a father, as a parent, I'm supposed to protect my family. As a citizen, I'm supposed to help protect the people around me. If I see someone in trouble, I'm supposed to lend my help if I can. This is kind of a gray area because you shouldn't just jump in willy-nilly if you don't know what you're doing. But if you have the ability to help and defend, you have a responsibility. And Luther wrote at one point in the Large Catechism when he's talking about the fifth commandment that if you have the ability to save someone's life, if you see someone in danger of losing their life and you do nothing to defend them, then you're as bad as the person who killed them. It would be like seeing a person in deep water who is struggling and in danger of drowning and doing nothing to pull them out.
Huh, that's interesting. That's an interesting way to put that. What do you think?
Well, I haven't thought about it from a religious point of view, but I know how in this case, isn't that how you'd feel? You know, you go past your neighbor's house, a guy you maybe is a couple doors down, you see him, you don't know him, and you see him laying on his back in the front lawn. And, you know, right next to his lawnmower, you go, I wonder if he's okay.
And then you go on to work.
And, well, do I drive by? It's not my problem. You go, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Doesn't charity for my fellow man mean I get to be inconvenienced? And, in fact, I'm told to inconvenience myself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's not chapter and verse. That's just simple interpretation.
Right, and if you look at the second table of the Ten Commandments, the ones that deal with how we're supposed to our relation to other to our fellow man, to our neighbors, there's not just the prohibitions against bad behavior, but there's also the implicit expectation that you're going to do the opposite. So not only do we not steal from our neighbor, but we help our neighbor protect their property. If we see we not only don't cheat on our wife, but we don't encourage our friends to do it either.
good point.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, hey, that is a good point.
We're supposed to be a model of virtue.
Yes. Yes. And some on the anti-gun side would say, well, you can't be virtuous. You can't model virtuosity if you have a gun. And I think a lot of that comes from a misunderstanding of why we own guns. They see, in large measure, they see guns and associate them with the violence that they see on the news at night. They don't see the stories of the people who own a gun, the single mom.
Saved.
Right. The single mom who goes out and buys a gun because she's lives in a bad neighborhood or wants to buy a gun because, like Carol Bound, who had a man who was stalking her and who was threatening her, or the mom with kids like the one in Georgia who was at home alone and had to deal with a guy breaking in her house and ended up having to shoot him because her husband wasn't there to protect her. The police are not going to be there. The police ultimately have a responsibility, as that talk about Romans 13 and bearing the sword. They have a responsibility to punish, but they can't be everywhere. And so where they cannot be, we have a responsibility to protect life and to defend against those who would break the law.
That's why I carry a gun, because I can't
Absolutely.
Carry a cop.
Yep.
They're now, not going to be there.
We've only got 30 seconds before the break. When we come back, we've got you for one last segment, Lloyd. Okay. I want you to talk about this in a real personal way. Has it changed mm-hmm. your congregation, the place you go every Sunday? You've studied this material. You're virtually an expert. Well, has it changed the guys you sit next to in the congregation where you worship?
All right.
We'll talk about that when we come back from this break. This is Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio. Oh, man, such good topics.
Yeah, good stuff. A good discussion.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $9.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hawaii was a wake-up call. Don't be caught without a disaster shelter. Atlas makes an all-disaster shelter that will protect your family from fallout, tornadoes, and hurricanes for only $99.99. That also includes the NBC air filtration system, solid steel construction with an airtight bulletproof door. That's right, for $99.99 and up. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER or go to iwantthatshelter.com. Atlas Survival Shelters, the world leader in fallout shelters.
Listening to that music, I almost forgot to do the introduction, but welcome back to Lock and Load Radio, Bill Frady's show. Of course, I'm not Bill Frady. I'm Bob Main from the Handgun World podcast and co-hosting. We're sitting in for Bill, and co-hosting with me tonight is Rob Morris from Self Defense Gun Stories. Rob.
Yeah, not only that, John, speak up.
Hey, guys, how are we doing? It's the Dr. John Ninja.
There's a familiar voice.
That's right. All the ninjas who are chatting about this online know Dr. John. By the way, although we'll loan him to Bill, he is the official physician of the Polite Society podcast. We'll loan him. You guys just can't have him.
All right. Back to our special guest for the rest of this segment.
Yeah. Now, notice how many of us it takes, three or four of us to replace Bill.
Yes,
Lloyd, on your podcast, you have a pastor, a firearms instructor, really two firearms instructors, a policeman, someone who talks about hunting and riding and bringing new people into the gun world.
Mm-hmm.
They're smart, they're attractive, they're articulate, I'm going to use this word that you only hear in church. They're virtuous. You're showing us good people who live with a gun. Was that intentional, or is that just like they're fun to hang out with?
They're great people. I've been very, very blessed. My original design for the podcast did not include a full slate of contributors. My original idea was to make sort of an audio version of my blog, and then I realized that would be horribly boring to listen to me for an entire show. So I invited Sergeant Bill Sylvia, who is a 16-year veteran with the Dallas Police Department. He's a master class IDPA shooter. Got to know him through my local shooting club, and I said, hey, would you like to do a podcast segment talking about competitive shooting? So he's been with me from day one. About 5 weeks in, I got the idea to start sort of analyzing and tearing apart these articles and videos and things. And so I put out a call for a pastor who might be interested in helping me, and thinking I might do a different pastor each week. Pastor John Bennett from St. John's Lutheran Church in Willow Creek, Minnesota stepped up. We did one episode. I think it was episode 5, and he's been with me ever since. He's great. He knows all the theology as well as the gun rights statistics. He can, you know, he's great. Perfect fit. 3 weeks later, I had reached out to Aaron Israel, who is a self-defense firearms instructor, an ICE training certified instructor, teaches combat-focused shooting. I had actually gotten in touch with him. This is something that kind of leads into our next point. I had talked to him during the blog days because he had written an article for Personal Defense Network about church security. And I had referenced it and talked about it and expanded on it a little bit in my blog, and we sort of started corresponding. And then when I started the podcast, I reached out to him and said, hey, would you like to do a segment? So he's been on with me since week 8 doing self-defense tips. And then Mia Anstein, who is a hunting guide and an instructor, she reached out to me, or she actually retweeted one of my posts or one of my episodes, and we started conversing, and I said, hey, would you like to come on the show? She was only the third woman ever to be on the cover of Field & Stream magazine. I had her on for an interview. Turns out that she's a confessional Lutheran like me, and that's how she found me. And so I invited her to start doing a segment, and she talks about something completely different. She talks about hunting, and she talks about women, and approaches it from the perspective of a mom, which is fantastic. And so the podcast is so much better than I ever dreamed it would be, because I have really, really good people, and they all, like you say, I think they're not only are they fun to be around, but they're very, very good people. They're family people, their parents, protectors. They take this gun rights and the responsibility of gun ownership very seriously, and they're tremendous voices for the Second Amendment.
Well, Lloyd, you know, I listen every week. I really enjoy it. And, you know, you're correct. All the contributors there have such great things to say. And I got a question. I got mm-hmm. something that I want to ask you. What message would you give to pastors out there? Because I know that there's a lot of pastors that are on the fence about this issue. I happen to know a couple of them. What's your message to pastors?
Recognize that the members of your congregation who are interested in guns are not doing it for legitimate and responsible reasons. These are not the people that you see on the street committing violence and that everyone in your congregation is concerned about. You have no reason to be concerned about the people in your congregation who are interested in guns and are serious about it and who are interested in carrying legally. It doesn't mean you have to carry. It doesn't mean that we're commanded to carry because we're Christians. But I would encourage you to study the scripture, and you'll discover that it's up to us as Christians to decide whether that's something that we feel a calling to do. I know pastors. My pastor in North Carolina became a gun owner and would go to us to the range. Taught him how to shoot. He had never shot a gun in his life before I took him to the range when I was there. I was sort of the gun guy at my church. And now the church
I'm shocked.
I actually put on a seminar at our church in our fellowship hall where people who were gun owners could come and ask questions. And we talked about gun safety and safe gun storage and how to legally buy a gun and how to get your concealed carry permit. And so don't think that, you know, if your congregation is interested in guns, it's not a bad thing. Don't shun them because they're interested in guns, and don't try to talk them out of it. You might want to find out why and see if their interests, or if they're doing it out of a sense of fear. That's one thing that if you're motivated by fear to go out and buy guns or to buy ammunition, you're fearing they're going to be taken away, or you're fearing if the fear is irrational, that's not a good thing. If you're doing it for responsible reasons, if you're owning a gun for a responsible reason because you want to protect your family, or you just want to go hunting, or you're a sports, you know, a competitive shooter like me, then those are perfectly fine, legitimate reasons, and there's nothing to be concerned about from an ethical, certainly not from a Christian perspective.
Good stuff.
We ran into Greg Hopkins. Was it yesterday?
Bob, last night.
Time flies.
It was last night, wasn't it?
Yeah, he said something that was just stunning to me. He said a number of pastors approached him. He teaches church security. He said, when prospective parishioners said, do you have church security? Because I don't want to go someplace where my family would be unsafe.
Right.
And all of a sudden the pastors went, whoops.
Right.
And, have you seen that too?
I've seen an uptick in interest. I think Aaron Israel has also been approached by a number of people who are interested in learning about, you know, how to put together a security team. And that was sort of the genesis of my relationship with Aaron. The article that he wrote was about that subject. I think since Sutherland Springs particularly, I think a lot of people are concerned because a church is, it's supposed to be a sanctuary, and that's an argument you'll hear from the anti-gun Christian left, is that, well, we shouldn't be bringing guns into church because it's supposed to be a sanctuary. Well, sure, it's supposed to be, but it also means that it's a target for people who want to do bad things. You'll be talking to John Adeen a little bit, talking hospitals are supposed to be sanctuaries as well, but they're,
that's what often, I was just thinking.
All too often they're not. And the people who want to carry a gun concealed in a church are doing it from an interest of protecting their families and the people in the pews around them. And you're particularly vulnerable in a church because our backs are to what? The front door.
The world. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
So somebody walks into a church, they come in through the narthex, and there's at the other end of the church is the altar. And everybody's sitting in the pews facing forward. They're not looking behind them because we don't want to think that there's something that might come in and hurt us in that sacred place. But all too, we live in a fallen, sinful world, and evil will find a way to get us no matter where we go.
Lloyd, in 10 seconds, where do they find out more about you?
They can find out more about me at armedlutheran.us, and they can find the podcast anywhere great podcasts are published, iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn. I'm there.
We'll be back with Dr. John Adeen on Bill Frady's Lock and Load Radio.
Here we go!
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.